Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
You've heard us talk about Richard Hunt and the first exhibition of his art in his home state of Illinois. He passed away in December of 2023, and the person behind that, in fact, Ross, did you curate that exhibit?
Yes, I did, yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Ross Stanton Jordan is with us, the curator of Freedom Inform, Richard Hunt, and also you curate everything at the Jane Addams Hall House Museum. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
I do. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
First of all, let's talk about the Jane Addams Hall House Museum, since you're a big part of that. I think sometimes we're spoiled in this city, and we have so many options, not only in the city, but in the state, of things that we can visit or we can do. Let's give them a pitch. And her foundation really is democracy, right?
Yeah. Jane Addams Hall House Museum is one of the oldest sites in Chicago and Illinois to celebrate kind of the experiment of democracy. Jane Addams was born in Illinois and founded a Hull House in Chicago in 1889 as an effort to support the incoming immigrants on the west side of Chicago. And she founded something called the Hull House Settlement, which was an effort to provide services, everything from a baby well clinic to fighting for the advocacy for women and suffrage, to providing the Chicago's first art gallery, Chicago's first playground. So both kind of advocacy and social services, and also cultural and humanistic aims. And between 1889 into the 1960s, Hull House Settlement served about 10,000 people per week on the west side of Chicago. And the museum celebrates that history and that transformational work that Hull House did and the many of the other reformers that worked here to bring democracy to the immigrant population.
Wow. What an amazing person. And let's talk about Richard Hunt as well. We've been reading the commercials for this, and I'll be honest with you, Ross, don't be disappointed in me, but I was not really familiar with him until I started learning about him through the campaign that you guys are doing on WGN. So born on the south side of Chicago, right? And is this where he first started creating his art?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Richard Hunt is, you know, a renowned international artist, but he was born right here on the south side of Chicago and spent his artistic career here in Chicago, made Chicago his artistic home. And his work, his sculptural work, really is response to this place being where he spent his life. So he was born in 1935. He just passed away in 2003, and he has about 75 years of art making here in Chicago. And so that's an exciting character to watch and figure, because he was really in Chicago and responding to the changes in the world from the city of Chicago.
And we're going to be able to see that at the Loyola University Museum of Art?
Yeah, so the exhibition opens next week on July 11th. It'll be one of the larger collections of Richard Hunt's steelwork to be seen in the city of Chicago in many, many years. So we'll have works that he made as a young student here in Chicago on the south side of Chicago, and then as late as just recently finishing designs for new works like Hero Ascending that will be installed in the coming years.
And through that exhibit, I am told that we will learn something about Chicago and American history.
Oh, absolutely. So one of the earliest works that Richard Hunt completed when he was a young student learning how to weld is a work called A Hero's Head, and it was really a response to the murder of Emmett Till, who was Richard Hunt's neighbor in Chicago, who had traveled south to visit family, and he was a young boy and was murdered, racially murdered, in Money, Mississippi, and that killing, Till's family brought his body back to Chicago, because they were so distraught about this murder. And in Chicago, at this funeral, Till had an open casket funeral, which means people could come and see the body and see how he was mutilated. And Hunt saw that and responded to that as a 19-year-old with Hero's Head. And basically, throughout his career, Hunt is always in response to the world he's living in, things that are happening. And, of course, Till's murder did ignite the civil rights movement and reinvigorated it, but it also invigorated Hunt's life and his artistic career and sent him on a particular path. And so the exhibition talks about that path in the key ways that Hunt was near and close to both the civil rights movement, but also responding to Illinois' heroes of freedom, like Ida B. Wells or John Jones, who's also little known, but is Illinois' first black elected official.
We've had so many iconic change makers who were born in this city or chose this city that have made a difference, not just here, but across the nation and across the world. And thank you for introducing us to some of those. I can't wait to see the Richard Hunt exhibit at the Loyola University Museum of Art. Give us some other things that people, you know, if they're looking this summer for great things to do with the kids, where they should visit, what they should see, perhaps at the Abraham Lincoln Museum.
Okay, yeah, the Abraham Lincoln Museum is a fantastic site. Of course, Freedom and Form, which had opened there last year, and we were able to embed the exhibition inside of Lincoln's narrative and Lincoln's history and his life, and that's a very exciting opportunity. So I definitely encourage people to go there. It's a beautiful site, and there's so much to see in Springfield that really are connected to the history of freedom in this country, but really it starts in Illinois. And then, of course, at the exhibition at Loyola Art Museum, we not only have this 30 sculptures on view, but we'll also have Hunt's workbench. We have interviews with Hunt and
Studs Terkel. Was it Studs Terkel?
That's Turkle, exactly.
Yeah.
So with this exhibition, you'll get to see lots of characters that you know if you're following things in all things Chicago, which is pretty exciting. So it's a great place to visit, and connecting Springfield, connecting to Springfield is also a fun way to kind of connect these two histories.
And how can we connect people listening with ways to access what is happening and the exhibitions and what's happening at the museums?
Oh my gosh, well, if you want to know what's happening at Jane Addams Whole House Museum, you can visit wholehousemuseum.org. We have a great newsletter. We have free public tours on Tuesdays and Fridays. So I encourage people to check that out. On July 11th, the Freedom and Form Richard Hunt exhibition will be open. You can find more about that at the Loyola University Museum website to sign up for tickets there. Those are the two places I'll send people.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your work.
Great to be here. Thanks for spreading the word about this important exhibition.
That is Ross Stanton Jordan, curator of Freedom and Form, Richard Hunt. And he also does all the curating for the Jane Addams Hull House Museum.